الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Page 198 Laws of Divorce or أحكام الطلاق. Issue 571 A man who divorces his wife must be mature and sane and divorce her of his own free will. So if he is forced to divorce her, the divorce is batal. And he must also have the niyat of divorce. So if he recites the contract of divorce jokingly, it is not valid. Now here he said about laws regarding the divorce. A man who divorces his wife, what are his conditions? First of all, he said he must be mature, baligh. Now, if somebody is not mature and he married a wife, let us say he was at the age of 10 or 12, and well, to be mature sometimes needs to be up to the age of beginning of 16, and for a reason or another his father married him with his cousin, for example. And now this boy who is not valid, he wants to divorce his wife. Is he allowed to divorce? Said no, because he is not valid and he has to reach the age of being adult so that he has that right. So if any divorce to happen, his guardian and his father should make the divorce. He has no right. So the first condition is to be mature or baligh. And sane or aqil. Now if somebody got schizophrenia and he got, well, it may not be permanent, maybe temporary for a few days or so on. And at that case, he went and he divorced his wife. Will that divorce be valid? Said no, because he is not aqil at this stage. He is not sane. He has to be with his full consciousness and be aqil so that his divorce be accepted. And it should be, he should perform the divorce with his free will, with full irada, or not under compulsion. Well, in some of the Muslim sects, they said if somebody divorces his wife, even under pressure, that divorce is valid. So if somebody threatens someone, I will kill you or you will divorce your wife, and he say my wife is talaq, they said well, the talaq has happened and finished. If under threat of police or under the court or under threat of someone is forced to divorce, then some of the Muslim sects say this divorce is valid. But according to Ahlul Bayt, Fiqh alayhi salam, we say no, such divorce is not valid. He should have a free will without obligation, without force. He himself decides by his own will to divorce, then that divorce is accepted. Otherwise, under a threat, then the divorce is not accepted. So if he is forced by anyone to divorce his wife, the divorce is batal. You cannot say he has divorced his wife. And then the fourth condition, say he must also have the niyat of divorce with proper intention. When he say zawjati talaq, my wife so and so is talaq, is divorced, then he should have the intention to divorce her. Then, because divorce is an act, and that act to be accepted, one has to have that intention. So if is not having intention of divorce, either joking or just saying by the way, that if I say my wife so-and-so is divorced, will she be divorced? I mean, now he said that my wife so-and-so is divorced, but he did not say it with the intention of divorce. He said it with the intention of asking a question, that if I say such and such, will she be divorced? So there is no intention here. It's a khabar, because he's giving the news that if I say, or if he was joking, or if he was a drunk, when a drunk he may say my wife is divorced, but now he is not having the niyat. He doesn't know what he's saying. There is no proper intention to say that his saying is valuable and accepted. And of course, unfortunately, in some of the Muslim schools of thought, they say divorce, even if somebody is a drunk, even if by mistake, even, but if you say she's talib, then she becomes talib and is divorced. But according to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, such type of divorce is not accepted. Well, anger then, willingly or not, then anger is not, he is not mad while anger, and he is not under pressure, and he must have the intention. So if he is angry, yes, divorce will happen, of course, with other conditions. I mean, now these are his conditions, now there are some other conditions. If all conditions happen, it still is okay with anger. Because the man who is angry is questionable of his words. It differs from somebody who is drunk, or somebody is sleepy, or somebody is under pressure, that is a different matter, or somebody is mad. Well, angry man is man, and he may do something in hurry, but after all, he is responsible of his sayings. Issue 572. In divorce, the consent of the wife is not a condition, and even for her to know is not a condition. And she can be divorced in secret if the conditions are observed. Well, is it necessary for the man to inform his wife in advance that I am going to divorce you, and then she agrees or she is aware? Okay? He says no, because that is the right of the man to keep her or divorce her. Now, to inform her or not to inform her makes no difference. If other conditions of divorce, which will come one by one, if other conditions are fulfilled, even if he divorces her secretly without her knowledge, the divorce is accepted, is valid. Issue 573. At the moment of divorce, the wife must be clean from the bleeding of hayd and nifas. And during that period of cleanliness, the husband must not have had sexual intercourse with her. And these two conditions are made clearer in the following issues. Now, the first, in issue 571, he mentioned conditions of the man or the husband who is making the divorce. He said you must be mature, sane, not under obligation, with intention. Now, are there any specific conditions for the woman to be there at that time? Say yes. The woman has to be tahir, clean, means she should not be at her period time or at her nifas. For nifas is like hayd. So she should be clean. Now if someone divorced his wife and she was at her period, that divorce is not valid. So she has to be clean. That is one condition. The second condition, in that cleanliness, that period of she is clean, her husband should not have had intercourse with her. So, في طهر لم يوقعها فيه, in Arabic, في طهر, in a period of cleanliness where she did not have intercourse with her husband. Now, in case you want to divorce, in the husband, if he had intercourse with his wife at that period, he has to wait till she got her next period, and she becomes clean of her next period, then he has the right to divorce her. So these are two conditions of the woman at time of divorce. Issue 574, to divorce a woman when she is in a state of hayd or nifas is sahih, is right, in three instances. First, that since their marriage, the husband had not had sexual intercourse with her. Now here are three exceptions he has given for divorcing the woman and she is at the state of her period or nifas. First, if the husband married her and since the marriage he never had intercourse with her. So in that case, even if she is at her period, he is allowed to divorce her. Second, that it is clear that she is pregnant. But if it is not clear and the husband divorces her while she is in a state of hayd or nifas, and then it is understood that she was pregnant, then the essential ihtiyat is to divorce her again. And between the two contracts, not carry on as man and wife. If the woman is pregnant, a time of pregnancy divorce is allowed. Now, if she is pregnant, means it has to be known and has to be clear that she is pregnant. In the first few days of pregnancy, it might not be clear, and if somebody in doubt, he cannot. Then, till after some time, maybe 1 month or 2 months or 3 months of pregnancy, whatever is the condition, if it became clear that she is pregnant. Naturally, here in this pregnancy, the condition that she has to be clean and you should not have intercourse with her at that cleanliness is not there. But because of pregnancy, then it is allowed to divorce her at that time. While sometimes the woman may get her period while pregnant. That is possible, even medically it's possible. Though unusual, but it is possible in rare cases, they get their period while pregnancy as well. So that is why he said, well, if she is pregnant, then divorcing her is all right. Now, if she was not known to be pregnant and he divorced her, and later on it was understood that she was pregnant, will such divorce be accepted? Well, he said for essential ihtiyat, the divorce should be repeated. Because when he divorced her, the conditions were not known to be correct. He didn't know that she is pregnant, and one of the conditions were missing. Though divorce happened, in reality it was all right because she was pregnant. But apparently, he did not know that she is pregnant. So, it might not be accepted in such case. That is why, say, for essential ihtiyat, he has to perform divorce again. If he had divorced her without knowing that she is pregnant and she was at her period. Then, that because of the husband being away from his wife, he cannot know if she is clean of hayd and nifas or not. I suppose your husband is in one country and his wife is in another country. Now he don't know the state of his wife. You know. I mean, he's away for a long time and not easy to, not possible to phone or to inquire from her whether she is at her period or she is clean. Now in such case, she is absent, not present. She is away. So in this case, even if the timing of divorce was coinciding with her period, is okay. These are the three exceptions that divorce is allowed a time of period. Otherwise, in normal cases, she has to be clean of her period. Issue 575. If a man has sexual intercourse with his wife, who is clean of hayd and nifas, and then wants to divorce her, he must wait until she becomes hayd and free of hayd again. But a woman who is ya'isa, or a woman who is not yet 9, or a woman who is pregnant, can even be divorced after her husband has had sexual intercourse with her, since she last became clean of hayd or nifas. Well, as we said, she has to be clean at time of divorce, and in that period of cleanliness, she should not have contacted her. Now, if at that cleanliness he had contacted her and he wants to divorce her, he has to wait till she gets her period, and then she becomes clean of her period. So in that cleanliness, he should not have intercourse with her, and he's allowed to divorce her. Now, if a woman who is ya'isa, means after age of 50, or if she is sayyida after age of 60, wanted to be divorced, then she can be divorced at any time. And also a woman who is below 9 years of age can be divorced. Or if she is pregnant, then she can be divorced. Issue 576. If a man has sexual intercourse with his wife, who is clean of hayd and nifas, and then goes on a journey, and on his journey he wants to divorce his wife, then he must wait until the time his wife would normally bleed hayd or nifas and then become clean again. Now, though it is said that for someone who is away of the town of his wife, but his wife is away of him, his divorce is allowed. But now, if he is away in 1 or 2 days' time, in this case, she should wait till the usual time, maybe after 1 month. He knows that the period of his wife is usually every 28 days, every 30 days, every 40 days, every 2 months. Well, it depends on the period she had, and he knows the habits of his wife. See, he has to wait for such normal days that probably by that time his wife got her period and got it clean, then he is allowed to divorce. Not that the next day he can divorce her because, well, he had intercourse with her, and definitely now she is not fulfilling the conditions. No. He had intercourse with his wife, then he left the country. He went to another country. Now, we cannot say that his condition is like the exception which was mentioned. The exception which you mentioned, for somebody who is away for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months time, and after 2 months he don't know at this moment his wife is getting her period or not. It is not possible for him. Now, for this man, he is definite that his wife is in cleanliness, and in that cleanliness he had contacted her. So that is known for him, though he is away. Only being away is not sufficient reason for that. But in this case, he has to wait. For example, his wife gets a period after 30 days. He has to wait for 30 days. So now he is sure that his wife got her period and become clean of the period, then he can divorce her. Because here, you know, he is sure of her condition, that she is not fulfilling the condition. But after 1 month, maybe by chance, her usual period is 1 month, but maybe by chance in that month her period delayed, did not come on right time,
And at the time when he performed divorce, she was at her period. So say in this condition is not batal because he was away and he did not know, and enough period passed, he thought that might be as usual, she had her period and she become clean. Issue 577, if a man wants to divorce his wife who due to some illness does not bleed hair, then he must wait for 3 months after having had sexual intercourse with her and then divorce her. Here is in certain conditions that some of the women are not seeing her period, but she is at age in which she usually has to have period. I mean, she is not at a menopausal age, not Ya'isa. She is at age of 30, for example, but due to certain illness, she is not getting period for 6 months, for 1 year. She is not pregnant and not seeing her period. Now here, if the husband wants to divorce her, what he will do? Because, I mean, to wait for how long he should wait. So, he says here, he can wait for 3 months after his last sexual intercourse with her, and then divorce her, because, I mean, maximum time, the usual time, is 3 months, usually every month, every 2 months, but then, maximum is 3 months in certain views of fiqh, they say 45 days you wait. And this is a case which you call من لا تحيض وهي في سن من تحيض, a woman who is not seeing her period while she is at age of one who usually sees her period. So, I mean, this is a special condition for her. So in this special case, he can wait 3 months, and after 3 months he can divorce her, even if she has not had her meeting, and during that all 3 months it becomes one cleanliness. But because the 3 months has passed when he has last had intercourse with her, then that is sufficient period. Issue 578, the divorce contract must be recited in valid Arabic and 2 adil men must hear it. And if the husband himself recites the divorce contract and the name of the woman is, for example, Fatima, the man must say Zawjati Fatima Talib. That is to say, my wife Fatima is divorced or released. And if he appoints someone as wakil, the wakil must say Zawjatu Muwakkili Fatima Talib. The footnote, this is not the contract of khul' divorce or mubara' divorce. See note to issue 588, the contracts of which are stated in detailed books. Well, there is talaq khul and mubarat, but here is the usual talaq raj'i. So he said in the conditions, he mentioned first the condition of the man, second condition of the woman, third the circumstances at which divorce is to be performed. He said first the man should recite the divorce use contract or wording in proper Arabic. Now if he is not saying it properly, then it is incomplete. It should be in Arabic. And then the 2 just men should hear him, should be a witness, shahidain adilain. Now he cannot sit at home alone and say my wife so and so is talaq. No, he has to perform talaq in front of two just people. Now, what to say? Then he can to say that Zawjati Fatima Talaq. If his wife's name is Fatima, he may say, my wife Fatima is Talaq. That is the word to be used. Now, if he appoints someone as his representative to perform divorce on his behalf, then that man should say, Fatima, wife of my representative, is Talaq. Or he can say, wife of my representative, Zawjatu Mawakili, Fatima Talaq. Or he may say, Fatima, Zawjatu Mawakili Ahmed, for example, Talaq. The word Talaq is the word to be used, but he specified that my wife so and so is Talaq. Issue 579. A woman who became a Sigha wife or is being married on temporary marriage, that is to say, was married, for example, for a year, has no divorce, and she is released when the stipulated period comes to an end, or the husband gives her the period by saying, I give you the period, and a witness or for her to be clean of hayd and nifas is not necessary. I mean, these conditions mentioned were for permanent marriage. Now, for temporary marriage, it has some differences. In temporary marriage, the divorce or the separation will happen automatically when the period will finish. So if they did marry for 1 year, for example, at the end of the year, then divorce by itself will happen even without saying any word. They have to be separated and they are divorced from each other. Or if before end of the period, after 10 months, the husband wants to divorce his wife who has been married in temporary marriage, 2 months remain, now he can say, وَحَبْتُكِ الْمُدَّةِ, I have gifted you the rest of the time, or I have given you the period, the time which is remained, the period which is remained. Well, is in temporary marriage, two witnesses are necessary and the woman should be clean of hair and so on? He said no. These conditions are not necessary. So in whatever condition you see, and even if you say it alone without any other witness, that is accepted and divorce will happen. So these are only few differences with permanent marriage. We come to another subject, the iddah of a divorced woman. Issue 580. If the husband of a woman who is over 9 years old and not ya'isa divorces her after having had sexual intercourse with her, then after the divorce, the woman must observe iddah. That is to say, after the divorce, which was during the period of her cleanliness, she waits while she has two periods of hayd, and when she begins the third one, her iddah is over and she can marry again. The iddah is the period where the woman has to wait before she is allowed to marry another one. After being divorced, she has to wait for a certain period before she is allowed to marry another husband. Now, that period depends not in months, but is mentioned in conditions. She has to get 3 menstrual periods or 3 bleeding time after her divorce. These 3 bleeding times may take 3 months time, may take 6 months, and might take 2 months time, because the period of the woman is different. that three times she sees the blood. The period is the bleeding time, not the cleanliness time, it is mentioned. So now after divorce, if next day she sees her the bleeding time for 3 days, for example, that becomes the first period. And then after 3 days, she becomes clean. And suppose after 20 days, she goes her second period, and another 3 days, second period will last. And then after another 20 days, she got her third period. The moment she sees the blood, her the moment she sees the blood at the third period, then the adda has finished. So it might be in 50 days, or she might see the blood every 2 months. And then after she was divorced, after 2 months she sees the first blood. And then again after 2 months she sees the second blood. And then after another 2 months she sees the third bleeding period. So it might take 6 months, it might take 4 months, might take 3 months, might take 2 months, it depends. But the criteria, she has to get her bleeding period 3 times after divorce, and by seeing blood in the third time, her adda will finish. Issue 581. A woman whose husband has not had sexual intercourse with her has no idea, that is to say, after the divorce, she can immediately remarry. I mean, a woman in which she had married, but her husband did not have intercourse with her. Maybe she was married for 1 day, or maybe she was married for 3 months or 6 months, but for a reason or another, the husband did not had intercourse with her. Now if the husband divorced her, here there is no idea. The moment she is divorced, she can remarry again without need for idea. Of course this period mentioned is for the woman who is over 9. If she is divorced and she is below 9 years of age, there is no idea for her. Or if she is at her menopausal age, after age of 50 or age of 60 for the Sayyidah, if she is divorced at that age, then again there is no adda for her. She can marry again next day. The maximum age for men at this age is 50 years. If she is not a Sayyidah, and for Sayyidah say 60 years. But again, some ulama say for all is 60 years, or for all is 50 years. I mean, this depends on the criteria of the marja' for the ya'isa, what he defines that. There are different views of marja' about ya'isa, which is discussed under that subject. But however, if she has reached age of menopausal age, then she is yes, and she can, in that case, idda is not necessary for her. Well, if she is regarded as yes, yes, if she is regarded as yes. Now, because even after age of 35, the blood sometimes is coming, but it's irregular. It's coming every 6 months, every 1 year. So you cannot call her ya'isa at that age. And usually it continues, though it is irregular, but continues till age of 15. But if she becomes ya'isa and comes under that criteria, then yes, it is okay. issue 583, if a woman is divorced who does not become ha'ir but is of the age at which woman becomes ha'ir, she must observe iddah for 3 months. He said in certain conditions due to diseases or any other reason, certain women are not seeing her menstrual period. But now she is divorced, how long she can wait to observe iddah? He said in this case she has to observe iddah for 3 months. Issue 584, if a pregnant woman is divorced, her iddah is until the delivery. So according to this, if she delivers, for example, 1 hour after the divorce, her iddah is over. The iddah of the pregnant woman is by her delivery. So if she was divorced at the beginning of her pregnancy, then her iddah will continue 9 months till she delivered the baby. Or if she was divorced 1 day or 1 hour before her delivery, then her iddah will finish by delivery. So when she delivered the baby, her iddah will finish. Issue 585, if a woman becomes a sira wife or a temporary maid who is more than 9 years old and not yet ya'isa, and her husband has sexual intercourse with her when the stipulated period is over, or her husband frees her from the period, she must observe iddah. So if she normally bleeds hayd according to essential ihtiyat, she must keep iddah and not marry until she has bled hayd twice, or until she has had 2 periods of being clean from hayd, whichever is longest. And if she does not become ha'ir due to some illness, etc., she must keep iddah for 45 days. Here are the laws for a temporary married woman. As we said, there are certain differences between temporary marriage and permanent marriage. So for a temporary married woman, if she is more than 9 years, because say for less than 9 years there is no iddah for her, and if she is not reached the menopausal age, because we say at menopausal age there is no iddah, so here if she is at the age of, let us say, between 9 and 50 years, well, after the divorce may happen at the end of the time, or the husband may free her. So here she must observe iddah. If she normally sees her hayd, according to ihtiyat, she must keep iddah for 2 periods, not 3 periods as is mentioned. 2 periods. Now again, what do we mean by 2 periods? Do we mean 2 cleanliness times or 2 bleeding times? Because periods, some of them, they say, when they say the 3 periods, might mean 3 periods of cleanliness, or 3 periods of bleeding. We mentioned a time of subject of hayd, it means 3 bleeding periods. But still, in certain views of the ulama, 3 periods means 3 cleanliness periods. So here he said that according to essential ihtiyat, she has to wait to either to have 2 complete cleanliness periods, I mean 20 days, if in 20 days she sees the blood, or 25 days, and 2 times till it is completed, or 2 periods of bleeding, whatever is longer in its timing. And if she is not seeing blood usually due to sickness or any other reasons, then she has to observe it there for 45 days, not 3 months, 45 days. So these are some of the differences between temporary marriage and permanent marriage. والحمد لله رب العالمين.